Well, cloth bag.
Would you ever call it a sack?
Well, yes, perhaps we might. Mm-hmm.
What about the paper?
Well, yes, we call paper sack around here a lot of times. Mm-hmm.
So you say either paper sack or?
A paper bag.
If this cloth container is a very heavy, usually brown cloth, what do you call it? Very rough brown cloth. What do you call that?
Burlap.
Mm-hmm. What?
Burlap bag.
In the old days, when they had little general stores, there was usually a container full of crackers.
Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see one of those. I hear so much about Cracker Barrels.
Well, I don't know whether I remember seeing them or not back in that far.
Well, now this I'm not sure. There is a mill here in Pendleton, though, isn't there?
We call them, you mean feed mill?
Uh-huh.
We call them elevators here.
Oh, elevators. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
feed elevators, you would call them, I think.
What do you call the quantity of corn taken to the elevator at one time?
A load of corn.
Would you ever say a turn of corn?
No, not around here.
Now, what would you call a partial load on a wagon? That is, a wagon that wasn't completely... it wasn't a full load. Mm-hmm. What would you call that?
A part of a load, I guess you would call it.
You'd never call it a jag.
Well, yes, no.
You would?
Uh-huh. I used to a long time ago, you know. Yes, they called a jag of corn in a wagon. Yeah, I've heard
that
my dad say.
That is, the wagon wasn't full.
Yes, mm-hmm. They called a jag of corn in a wagon. Now, that's been, I don't imagine anybody does now much, but of course, you know, I don't know.
I had never heard the word.
Well, I have, yes. I perhaps have used it a long time ago. We was on the farm.
Yes, of course, but now you wouldn't.
Uh-uh.
When you do your laundry and you're washing, you put the clothes into a container to take them out and hang them on the line. What do you call that?
Clothes basket.
Now, what would you call a barrel, but a barrel in shape, but not very large, say about this? Nails usually come in.
Keg.
Mm-hmm. Now then, what do you call the instrument that it's sort of shaped like this, and then these two come out like this. You hold it up here, and then you do this to it.
Juice harp.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the other thing that you hold in and blow on it?
A French harp or a harmonica. It's mostly harmonica, a harp.
And by the way, in Delphi, the man said, right away he said French harp.
Well.
And you know, I had never heard that before.
Well, now we do call it, right? My husband used to play one a lot. And I always called it French harp.
Uh-huh.
But it's harmonica as usual.
We back home call it a mouth organ, usually.
Oh,
organ.
You did? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
A couple of months ago, maybe a little bit longer, there was a very big thing among all ages of people. It consisted of a big circle, plastic ring. What were these called?
Hula hoop.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So you'd say, I have two... You could say, I have two or I have three hula
hoops.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a bottle with a cork in it, what do you call not a cap, something that you stick into the bottle?
Topper.
Mm-hmm. Now then, what's this thing called for pounding nails?
Hammer.
What do you call, on a wagon, what do you call the piece of wood that comes out here between the horses?
Tongue of the wagon.
Now on a buggy, two things come out here and the horse goes in.
Shaves. Now my kids wouldn't know even what he was talking about.
Well, I mean, the reason I know is because I've gone over these with other people, you see.
But my kids wouldn't even have the least idea what that was about at all.
Well, this next one, I'm not sure that I, even after going through this three times, I'm not sure I know what this next one is. I think, is there on a one-horse rig a little eye of some sort that the reins come through?